hey there, welcome to episode 21 of Busy Kids Love Music, a podcast for music-loving families. My name is Carly Seifert. I'm the creator of Busy Kids Do Piano, and I am thrilled to have you here with me today. Today's episode is brought to you by my brand new free online summer camp called Busy Kids Do Peter and the Wolf. You can join this free three-day camp and learn more about Prokofiev's famous symphony for children at busykidsdopiano.com/Peter. In our last episode of Busy Kids Love Music, we learned about the life of famous Russian composer Peter Ilyich Tchaikovsky. Some of the ups and downs in his personal life, we learned about things that influenced his musical style, and we talked through what that musical style is like. Today we're going to take a look at one of his famous compositions, the 1812 Overture. The 1812 Overture is an example of something called program music. Program music is music that represents a theme or an experience. In this case, that's the victory of Russia against a series of wars fought during Napoleon's rule over France. These wars were called the Napoleonic Wars. Now, as the music starts, what are some words that you would use to describe the way the music sounds? Some words that I would use to describe this beginning part of the music are somber, serious, maybe even a little mournful. This part of the piece is actually a Russian hymn called O Lord, Save Thy People. The instruments you hear are cellos and violas. This part of the piece represents the Russian people praying for an end to the invasion of their country by the French army. Now, as the piece goes on, you'll notice the excitement builds. Marching armies are represented by the horns in the orchestra. You'll start to hear arrangements throughout of the French national anthem, acknowledging the French victories in the war and the capture of Moscow in 1812. But that's not the end of the battles yet. Listen carefully, and you'll hear a Russian folk dance theme as the Russian army fights back Napoleon's soldiers and France begins to retreat from Moscow. The French national anthem is still being played by the horns, but notice how it begins to sound more frantic. In the last few minutes of the piece, you'll hear the sound of Tchaikovsky's famous cannons and church bells playing triumphantly over Russia's national anthem at this time, God Save the Tsar. The cannon sound is represented often by bass drums in the orchestra. but real, actual cannon fire has even been used in some recordings. Piece. It's a very famous one, and you may have even heard it before, as it's often played during fireworks displays or commercials or even some movies. Would it surprise you to learn that Tchaikovsky himself actually hated this piece? He described it as, quote, "very loud and noisy and completely without artistic merit, obviously written without warmth or love." Overture was very popular, which was very frustrating to Tchaikovsky. He saw the fact that this piece was successful meant that the world cared more about theatrical spectacle than about the more personal, expressive symphonies and concertos he had written. And the more popular the overture became, the more Tchaikovsky believed that the world misunderstood his music. If you head over to my website at busykidsdopiano.com/podcast/21, you'll find this episode's listening calendar. I'm going to share with you some different performances of the 1812 overture, as well as performances of some of the different pieces of music that are within the piece itself, those national anthems and the hymn, for example. And again, you're going to find all that at busykidsdopiano.com/podcast/21. In 2 weeks, we're going to finish out our series on Tchaikovsky by taking a closer look at his famous ballet, Swan Lake. I hope you enjoy learning a little bit more about the 1812 overture with me today, and I look forward to digging into Swan Lake with you in 2 weeks on the Busy Kids Love Music podcast. Bye for now.